I'm going to call on Mr. and Mrs. Bryant Reeve to share some of their experiences in the UFO research. They've been at this thing for a number of years, and I know they did have enough information to write a book. As a matter of fact, I understand they have. And would you just come up here and we'll go into an interview?
Sir, ladies first.
I never get the last word.
I understand you just returned from Mexico recently. Is that correct?
No, it's not quite correct. We've been back in the States about a year and a half since Mexico.
I heard something about the discovery of a pyramid there, greater than they have discovered so far. Could you elaborate on that or any of the excavations in Mexico up to this time?
Well, as far as I know, there hasn't been any newly discovered pyramid in Michigan. Are you in Mexico? Are you aware of anybody?
No, but
Dr. Williamson.
Greater than the Egyptian pyramid right near Mexico City.
Dr. Williamson, of course, is down in Lima, Peru, doing some excavating work down there, trying to uncover some of the lost records, which he says, according to one of the letters I received from him, will tie in very much with the saucer phenomena.
Good. Tell us about, how did you come in, how was your interest developed in the flying saucers? I understand you're quite active in the old Detroit Flying Saucer Club, formed by Henry Mayday.
Well, I should be very happy to tell you how we began our interest in flying saucers. I think, however, a number of the Detroit people know. Mr. Adamski is the villain. He's the one that really got us started. But Henry Mayday of Detroit, which I think most of you know, came over to our house one night with George Adamski's book. He said, "Look at this. Here's a man that's talked to a man from outer space." Well, I was a little bit excited. I thought, well, that's kind of thrilling. And Bryant, my husband, was quite disgusted. He just, we're just impossible, that's all. And we talked about the book and with Henry Mayday and Mrs. Laura Markser and another chap who has since dropped away from the saucer field. We decided that one way to find out whether Mr. Adamski was telling the truth and had a nice pipe dream was to see if we could bring him to Detroit. So we did very much as you have done this time. We got a few sponsors and brought him to Detroit. We worked on it, I think, about a month, day and night. Laura can attest to that very well. We would meet every night, and we knew nothing about promoting, but it's sort of the case where fools rush where angels fear to tread, and we went through the telephone book and contacted different clubs. And, of course, at that time, in 54, you must remember there was no saucer that we knew of, no saucer interest in Detroit. Fortunately, Mr. Adamski was the author of one of the bestsellers in books, so that gave us some courage. We brought him into Detroit with the idea of only presenting it to a very small group. And even at that, we wondered where we would get 500 or 600 people that would actually believe such a thing. But we did. We rented the Detroit Institute of Art, the small hall, which sat 400 people each, and each lecture was sold out. I think you perhaps all know of the famous broadcast Mr. Adamski gave. Mrs. Markser contacted all the radio and television stations, and nobody would have any part of it. But finally, through her personal efforts, she contacted Russ Mulholland, and he, out of friendship to Mrs. Markser, agreed to take Mr. Adamski for 5 minutes. And Laura took him down there, and they put him on the air for 5 minutes. And the 5 minutes came and went. He was on the air 1 hour and a half. So with that publicity and the publicity from a press conference, our phones began to ring day and night. Mrs. Markser's phone was, she was called all the time, and I was, and we were accused of withholding information from the public because we hadn't had an out-and-out open meeting for Mr. Adamski. So I, not being in my right mind with Henry Mayday and a few others, not my husband, of course, he didn't want any part of the nonsense, went down to the Masonic Temple and rented it for $1,200 for one night. I signed my husband's name and...
Uh,
there was almost a divorce in the Reeve family over that. That was carrying it just a little bit too far. He took the attitude that, well, I was having fun, go ahead, but don't bother him about it. But of course, as you know, he's changed quite a deal from then. But after we spent a good deal of time with Mr. Adamski and we realized his sincerity, and well, frankly, I just believed it right from the beginning as sort of a woman's intuition. Mr. Reeve wasn't quite sure. We were selling something to the public that we weren't quite sure about ourselves. But we began very much interested then, and I felt that if it were true, it was the biggest thing in the world since Christ. And if this phenomena was true, I wanted to know all about it. So we left Detroit and started out on what was going to be a vacation and picking up saucer information as we went around the country. And during the 3 years, we traveled 30,000 miles, and we have met everyone that has written a book in which they have claimed the saucer contact. We also spent 6 months in Mexico, where we helped uncover a contact there, which while we were there, Mr. Adamski came down, and it's the one contact that I know of that Mr. Adamski felt was authentic. I mean, he's been asked to comment on a lot of other people, and as to my knowledge, I don't believe that he has actually said, yes, it was authentic. But the Mexican contact, the man, told Mr. Adamski a few things of his in conversation that Mr. Adamski knew that he wouldn't know those things unless he had actually had a contact. And we're still going. We're going to leave here, leave Cleveland in September. Our latest investigation has been that of Howard Menger. We think he has had the most interesting experiences. And those of you that know him, of course, know that he claims to have witnesses, and he claims to be in very close contact with the space people. I myself was with Howard last weekend, and from my own experiences that I have had with Howard, I would stake my life on his story being true. And we hope to investigate the witnesses there and see some of the pictures he's taken. Then we go on to Washington and meet our friend Mr. Keyhole again and see what's going on there. And then down to Mexico and enjoy really we feel Mexico is our second home. And the fact that Mr. Adamski is going to be there a great deal of the time is going to add deeply to our pleasure.
Well, that's very interesting. Believe me, I know you've done a tremendous job in this flying saucer pilgrimage, as you call it. I think that's a very good title for it. Yes.
There's just one point I'd like to add. Mr. Reeve and I started this investigation or research with the idea of finding out for ourselves whether this thing was true or false. We had no idea of going out to convince the world that, yes, this is so or this isn't so. Our book is a factual book. That is, we've written it as if we were reporters going from place to place. This is what we found. You judge for yourself. At the last part of the book, we give you our conclusions. But there definitely are conclusions, and whether you accept them or not is just up to you. But it was with no intent of building a saucer club or trying to promote saucers. We wanted to find out for ourselves. Thank you.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, thank you. Brian, how about you? You must have some very interesting impressions or experiences that you would like to talk about. I know you've traveled extensively in collecting this material. In particular, I wanted to learn more about this book, The Saucer Pilgrimage. Is that the
title? Flying Saucer.
Flying Saucer Pilgrimage. Is that available at the bookstores, or do you have to order it? Or?
Our good friend Ray Palmer is publishing this book. And it should be out sometime within the next 60 days. In the meantime, in order to help Ray, who is certainly a New Age soul, get his remarkable Flying Saucer magazine going, he asked us if he could please serialize some of our pilgrimage. And so for a few numbers, he is putting in
certain chapters of our book in his magazine. Maybe some of you have seen the first copy, which came out a few weeks ago. The second one is due. By the way, this magazine is called Flying Saucers from Other Worlds. I believe that's it. And the second edition will be out very shortly. You people might be interested in that because it contains our detailed account of our experiences in Mexico, including some really fantastic adventures that we have when Mr. Hadomski came to visit us. I hope you get many a good laugh out of that because some of the experiences were really quite out of this world. May I say this, that we did not come to Detroit expecting to be on any program at all. This is very unexpected. But I would like to express Helen and my gratitude for being back at our hometown where we took off from on this fantastic adventure, which is now going into its fourth year. And also to express our admiration and joy at seeing the number of people in Detroit and in Michigan who are sincerely interested in this tremendous unfoldment of inhabited outer space. And it is no less than that. Helen mentioned that I had changed my mind. When I think of 4 years ago, well, I was a very staid engineer in a very staid company and just thought that anything connected with this must be, well, let's put it mildly, fanciful. And now, as we went along our journey, I have just I've been through the ringer. That's about the only way that I can express it. It seems that about all the things that I thought I knew so solidly had to be modified, not only once, but repeatedly. And, you know, it reminds me a little bit about a good friend of mine who's sitting in the audience here. He said, "Well, Brian," he said, "the fact is that you don't have to be crazy to investigate flying saucers, but it surely does help." Well, Helen and I, and I know all of you who are pioneers, you get accused of going off the deep end of sanity and all that. I think the prize thing we were called on our trip was psychoceramics. That's just new age for crackpots. Well, I want to say it's wonderful to be here. And may I say this, in your investigation of this great thing, in the first place, this is a worthwhile investigation. A person has to be pretty much of a zombie not to get a thrill out of a growing realization that this world of ours is ending its cosmic isolationism. Just think of it. And we are beginning to see the grandeur and the glory of a contact with our brothers and sisters in outer space. That's a pretty thrilling thing, but that's what we're all investigating. And may I say this from humbly, from my own experience, you know, there was a time not too many years ago when I thought I knew a lot. And I thought I could tell other people when they don't know very much. But the more I see of this, the more I realize that the infinitude of outer space is a diamond with so many facets that, please, if you have one facet, credit the other person with his facet, because it takes all of us sons of God and daughters of God to really express this greatness of outer space. So if you haven't quite reached the point of view of your neighbor or another group, saucer group, don't condemn them, please. Just bide your time and give them their think, just as they should give you your think. And I'm sure that before your investigation is over, that a lot of these thinks, which seem so antagonistic with each other, will in time be completely reconciled. So it seemed to me there's a tremendous need of the New Age souls who are entering these saucer clubs and groups to work together in love. After all, what is the message that is coming from the spaceships and the space people? It's such an old message that it hardly satisfies us. It's the message purely of brotherly love and tolerance. And if we get that, wouldn't it be terrible if all the New Age souls couldn't work together? Goodness, we've got enough discord among the old age souls. So let us all who are in this research work together. And even if our views seem diverse at present, I'm absolutely sure that down the road these will be reconciled in cosmic truth. Very glad to be here, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Bryant Reeve.